Call the January 9th Common Council meeting order. Mr. Liberta, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Hi.
Mayor here. Olson?
Here. Twice.
Alderman Taylor?
Is excused.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1 is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and you have 3 minutes roughly. Come on. Joy. Welcome.
Thank you. Joy Draganis-Singales, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale. I just wanted to come before the board and reiterate that Greendale has passed a resolution against the expansion of the Rock, concerned for the air pollution, water pollution, light and noise pollution, as well as traffic, and as well as the detriment to the wetlands and the forest. They are against this as they have looked at the project and it has grown. They have realized the negative impact this will have on Greendale. As I have said before, excuse me, I've been sick all week, so bear with me. As I have said before, we know it runs downhill, and everything in this project is running downhill. It shouldn't be running anywhere. The material in this landfill, some are unknown, some are known, some we probably don't even want to know. But we do know what the air quality reports have shown us, and the air quality reports have shown us that what's there, we don't want uncovered. And if they have to be uncovered, the site should have to be remediated in full, not in partial, because once you start digging it up and exposing it to the air, you are now exposing it to everyone in both communities within a 3 to 5 mile radius. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Anyone else? Ms. Mills, good evening.
Good evening. Judy Mills, 8018 West Winston Way, Franklin. Just as an analogy, I'd like to point out that for a school to build an addition on or to build a new school in Franklin, they hire a company to do a full analysis of the school and everything in that school. They have this company is qualified to do that. Then they bring all that information to the citizens of Franklin. And then the citizens decide via referendum whether they want to put an addition on a school or whether they want to build a new school. And this is just to put an addition on a school or for children or build a new school. And you're building on a toxic landfill where you have done no, you haven't called in any company to give you any information about anything on this, and you're going ahead with a developer that doesn't have money yet. I mean, and you've gotten information from citizens over a period of over a year now that have given you documentation. I mean, they've actually documented this stuff for you on all the dangers of going ahead with this project, and you just kind of throw that aside. Most of the people in Franklin don't even know about this because it hasn't been reported to them. I think they'd be stunned if they knew what was going forward here. And I just think you need to put a brake on this and put information out to the community, at least as much as you give them for a school, and let them know exactly what's happening, that there have been no outside... There hasn't been an outside analysis done on anything here before you dump this in their laps. I mean, it's just, it's just astounding that this is moving forward. And I just think it takes tremendous hubris on your part to continue with this. Then my second point, just as if you move forward, something you should consider. I taught school for 30 years, and kids haven't changed. In fact, it's gotten worse, but that kids just talk all the time, and they think that teachers are deaf, and because kids are so self-centered, they just talk, talk, talk. And one thing I heard over 30 years of teaching is where they get their drugs. And they get their drugs any place that's a fun place to go. And The Rock is being set up as a place that's going to have concerts, fireworks, go-karts, mud wrestling, I mean, all kinds of fun things that kids are going to be gravitating to and having a great time. And that is where drug dealers are going to be coming in droves to sell them drugs. And this shouldn't be, a revelation to you, but I wish my prediction was going to be wrong, but I swear I'm right that Franklin is going to be known as the drug capital of the world, and you are going to be bringing drugs into this community like you can't believe. And kids are going to be coming from communities all around here to get their drugs at The Rock. And that is going to be a legacy you're going to be known for. The Mayor Olson and this Common Council are going to be responsible for kids sticking needles up their arms and getting addicted to drugs, because that's what that place is going to be full of, because you put kids, teenagers, anywhere, and that's where the drug dealers are going to be.
Thank you, Ms. Mills.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I've been really patient, and I've been reading through everything that was sent to me. And I frequently have just overlooked it, but there's some of the statements that are being said and that people are going to begin believing because we're not making any comments in the opposite of what's being said. So I feel it necessary to address a couple of the things. And I'd first like to address that we are building on, the city is not building this, it's a developer, so it's not we. It's my turn. It's my turn. And it is our job to look at developments and approve or deny the developments, just like we would a school. The difference is a school doesn't bring in taxes after it continues to pull from your tax base. This will bring in revenue. So this is a direct schools, while schools are a direct impact to your taxes, the TID for this project is going to bring in revenue. We've done nothing. I'm telling you, I've been up here for a couple of years while this project is going, and we have done a lot of reading, a lot of analyzing, a lot of looking, a lot of questioning. You don't know what goes on in our homes when we're reading and analyzing and taking phone calls and addressing things. The developer doesn't have the money. I've never looked at the developer's bank account, but he must have some money because he's putting out a lot in plans and development and engineering and different studies. So someone has to be putting up some of that up front. There has not been any outside analysis. I think our planning staff can, and especially our economic development director, can speak to the different outside analysis that have been done. Drugs gravitating toward The Rock. My experience, kids gravitate toward when they don't have anything to do. They turn toward that. So I would rather give our community things to do. When my children were of age, they would have loved to have things to do, and this wasn't available for them. So I don't know how you can equate that. It just doesn't make sense, and we have people here with the group that works with children that get involved in drugs, and I think the biggest thing they see is kids' idle hands are what get them in the wrong places. Thank you.
Any other citizen wishing to speak? Russ, please.
Russ Pleva, 7259 South Cambridge Drive. I just wanted to just follow on the alderman's comments. One of the things that you just said is this is going to add revenue to the city of Franklin. This is a mixed-use development. There will be school-aged children is what's being proposed. The revenue will not be added per the 2016 analysis for 17 years. In the interim, this will be a net drain to the city. This is, and that's not uncommon for a TID, but it is uncommon until they changed the law about 15 years ago that you could have services like that is intended for the original TID 2, which was the to do commercial buildings. So it is a half statement to say it adds revenue. It doesn't add revenue now. It will add down the road. So the city is also giving cash incentives of over $9 million to the developer. And I have not, I've asked, I want to see, I'd like to see how that is being done. It is very uncommon to see that go out, you know, until some things or assurances are done or certain, you know, the developer's doing things. He's formed an LLC to do this. A lot of the money can be going out the door. We're going to do all the infrastructure here. That'll go under the general obligation bond. And then we're actually given that the developer, in my analogy, the down payment for the house to build a second and the future development. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. So to your point, does he have the money? Probably to build some of the stadium, but we're the city is financing it through the free money. But my other point is Moody's did downgrade the city's debt rating November 30th. My question to you is, we have a very strong debt rating for the city of Franklin, but this is a canary in the coal mine. You can't, this is not free money. This does have an impact. It does cost the city when you add debt. We have a very low debt level. And to your point, I think the amount of materials that I tried to review for today was a lot. I didn't have the time. And I think there's been a lot of time here. But I would just say, as the alderman and older people of the city of Franklin, if you're going to approve this, I think you need to give the same courtesy if you're going to have other developers come in. The amount of changes that are being requested here today, when this was originally proposed, and then we sat in the meeting here in March of 2016, some of the meetings prior to that, whether it was that, this is completely different. There are things in here that are being approved today that were not talked about. There was one of the things in Greendale's community was there was a cell tower of 100 feet. There's golf netting in this added, requested, that's 170 feet. Lighting that's 70 feet tall. And that's what I can't figure out, to your shaking your head, Mayor, what is actually being approved today? Because I think there's a lot of things in here that talk about, I'm not sure as a citizen, what is being, what can be changed, what is going to be going done? Because when this was originally proposed, it was low-level construction south of Rawson, a stadium with a village and some other things, and it's completely changed. And it seems like the project has completely changed. The city's treasurer today indicated to me, the quote was, this was nebulous. When I asked, what about the financial analysis, when is the TID going to come out? And it was 30 to 60 days from today is what he told me. So the question I have for you is, from a financial analysis standpoint, what is the impact to the city? What are the contingencies here that need to be met by the developer to get the cash incentives? And I think as a normal project, I don't know if you would see this. This is very unusual in my opinion. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. The cash incentives, the $9 million mentioned, are what's called a pay-as-you-go incentive, whereby the city reimburses for development that is constructed a value to pay the amount of money being paid back to the developer. So it doesn't happen until the development happens. That's the answer to your question. It's $9 million. Okay, anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Kerner, good evening.
Good evening. Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. One of the alder persons that just spoke said, we've done a lot looking at things, but they haven't done a lot of listening. I was fortunate enough to go last Tuesday night to the Greendale, I don't know if you call it a town board meeting, and the people on the board there, not only did they listen, they took action, and afterwards they interacted with the crowd and listened to their concerns. I wish my city would do the same. Thank you.
Well, no, Ms. Mills, you've already spoken. It's other people's turns. Well, let me address that haven't listened comment. And Dale, you and I know each other. We've been listening since 2014 to you folks. Let's start on the Stonehenge area. Residents there told us they didn't want apartment buildings close to their property lines. So now the closest building, I believe, is something like 600 yards away. You wanted some buffer so you didn't have to see the lights. So there's an undulating berm with trees on it to protect the folks at Stonehenge. We heard that. Similarly, the folks in your neighborhood, Dale, wanted to be protected from the lights and the noise from the stadium and other areas. You got an 8-foot berm there. Now we're hearing with trees on the top of it and landscaping on it. Now we heard a week ago Thursday that you may not want that. I have a motion here to potential action that allows flexibility to meet with you folks and have you guys tell us whether, in fact, you do or don't want it. And Bob, Noel, I got your email, by the way. There you are, Bob. We heard from the Greendale residents, rightly, that they were sick and tired of the light pollution. We heard that. The way to fix that is to raise the lights, tip them down, and shield them. That's happening this spring. We heard from you folks about how you didn't like the noise coming from the concerts. We didn't like it either, right? Concerts end at 10:30 now. We've done the analysis and gone around for the noise analysis independent. I've done it. We listened to that. You didn't want, in this latest go-around on Thursday, you didn't want go-karts. They're gone. You didn't want concerts. They're special use. They'll have to come back to us. You didn't want fireworks. They're gone. Not part of the package. So to stand up and say we don't listen is patently incorrect. You guys tell us that the methane system is paramount to your health and safety. We agree. The proposal is for a redundant methane system. Now you say, well, a private developer is going to put it in. It's going to be funded by a trust account for 30 years, funded by the county and the developer. If anybody in this room has any thought that Milwaukee County would fix it, much less replace it, you're out of your minds. They have no money. They have no plans to fix that. We listened. It's in there. There's all kinds of, the point is we are listening to you. Okay? So anyway, sorry, it's citizen commentary. Any other citizen wishing to speak?
In response to your comment, I said that drug dealers go where the kids are, where their business is. So kids don't go to the drug dealers, the drug dealers find them. So when you have a place that has all these activities for kids, that's where the drug dealers would go because they know that's where their customer base is. Secondly, about schools not bringing in money, the better your school system is, the more expensive the homes are in the area, and the more income those homes will bring in. So that if you look at Arrowhead, for example, where they have one of the number one school systems, or you look at Nicolet, top school system, the tax base for those homes is very, very high, Shorewood, because those people demand excellent education, and they pay for it, and their taxes and those homes in there are very expensive homes. So that when people are looking for good school systems, those are usually professionals, and they build big homes. So school systems bring big money into a community if a community is smart and builds and supports a really good school system.
I think we agree with you.
Lastly, I will. One more comment is that in terms of you listening, people came to you and said, we don't want the rock, period. You didn't listen to that.
Okay. That was for the record, that was Judy Mills again.
Yes.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Pat Solansky, 8565 South 60th Street. Mayor, I was just wondering, is the developer's agreement completed?
No.
Okay, so I would like to ask the city attorney, does this have to be completed before any construction can begin?
Mr. City Attorney.
Pardon?
Yes.
Mr. Attorney.
And also, with regard to the earlier up and back discussion about $9 million, and I refer to the Director of Finance or the Economic Development Director, but negotiations with regard to incentives are ongoing, and I don't know that there's a specific $9 million pay goal, and that's it that's out there.
So what about the developer's agreement? It must be signed and completed before you can start any construction on this project?
It's not going to happen without that. It's
okay.
Everything that city staff has heard.
Okay, so how can the council vote on this? Wouldn't you have to table this until you know exactly what's in that agreement?
It's a rezoning, a special use.
But does everybody know what it is? You don't have the paper. I mean, it's not completed. It's not signed.
I'm not talking about a development agreement. I'm talking about rezoning. And rezoning just allows for certain uses on the land.
Mm-hmm.
It does not authorize automatic construction unless the developer isn't looking for a development agreement on a but-for basis, but-for meaning that the development would not occur financially without involvement and investment by the city.
So when will it be signed and completed?
Being worked on right now.
And then how can the citizens of Franklin get a copy of it once it is completed?
It'll become a public record, or it will be a public record.
So you're saying it probably won't be completed once he's given the 3-month extension than if he wants another extension, correct? You don't have a time frame for this agreement?
It's in work right now, and it might...
1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months?
1 week, 2 week. 3 week, 4 week.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Here. Mr. Chervinansky.